This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayo Deji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Justin must step aside as special rapporteur, NDP motion urges. U.S. debt ceiling deal, what's in, what's out of the bill. Nigeria fuel subsidy is gone. I will defend the country from terror and criminality. Tinubu. Now the news in details. The federal NDP has tabled a motion calling for David Justin to step aside as special rapporteur investigating foreign interference in Canadian affairs, leader Jagmeet Singh said Monday. We've tabled a motion that will be debated tomorrow in the House, Singh told reporters. Given the clear apprehension of bias at this point, we're going to be asking for Mr. Justin to step aside as special rapporteur. Singh said it is clear there is a mounting appearance of bias with Justin, so much so that it erodes the work that the special rapporteur can do. The opposition motion was tabled on May 25th by NDP MP Rachel Blaney and noted that the House of Commons has called on the government to launch a public inquiry into foreign interference in both March and May. It also notes that Justin recommended against an inquiry despite acknowledging significant gaps and many questions either unasked or unanswered in his report. Justin recommended against a public inquiry in a report released earlier this month. U.S. debt ceiling deal, what's in, what's out of the bill? The debt ceiling deal between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy would suspend the United States debt limit through 2025 to avoid a federal default while limiting government spending, but its details are unlikely to be popular with progressive Democrats or outright Republicans. The Democratic President and Republican Speaker are trying to win lawmakers over to the plan announced Saturday in time to avert a default that would shake the global economy. Congress will be scrutinizing and debating the legislation, which also includes provisions to fund medical care for veterans, change work requirements for some recipients of government aid, and streamline environmental reviews for energy projects. McCarthy said the House will vote on the legislation on Wednesday. Given the Senate time to consider it before June 5, the date when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. could default on its debt obligations if lawmakers do not act in time. Some hardline conservatives have expressed early concerns that the compromise does not cut future deficits enough, while Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps. With the details of the deal released on Sunday now clear, here is what's in and out. Nigeria fuel subsidy is gone. I will defend the country for terror, criminality, Tinubu. Nigeria's newly sworn in President Bola Tinubu has promised to defend the nation from terror and all forms of criminality. In his first speech as president of the West African nation, Tinubu also declared that fuel subsidies are gone, which will hike up the price of refined oil in a country in the throes of a serious economic crisis with double-digit inflation, exploding debts, poverty, and unemployment. I will not allow my personal interest to influence my official conduct or my official decision that I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, says Tinubu, the new Nigerian leader. The 71-year-old also vowed to heal the nation. We are here to further mend any of this nation, not to tear and injure it. We shall defend the nation from terror and all forms of criminality that threaten the peace and stability of our country. Tinubu became Nigeria's president on Monday during a period of unprecedented challenges for Africa's most populous country, leading some citizens hopeful for a better life and others skeptical that his government would perform better than the one he succeeded. Thousands of Nigerians and several heads of government attended the swearing-in ceremony for Tinubu in the country's capital, Abuja. He succeeded President Muhammadu Buhari to lead a country that by 2050 is forecast to become the third most populous nation in the world. Tied with the United States after India and China, Tinubu, the former governor of Lagos, which is Nigeria's economic hub, has promised to build on Buhari's efforts to deliver democratic dividend to citizens in a country where deadly security crisis, widespread government poverty, and hunger have left many frustrated and angry. And with his election still being contested in courts by opposition parties and among many young Nigerians, Tinubu has also pledged to reunite the country. In his first comment as president, Tinubu, also from Buhari's party, declared that hope is back for Nigeria and said he would work beyond improving the economic and security condition to unite a deeply divided nation and ensure fairness and justice for aggrieved groups. Symbolic of a transition of power and loyalty to the new president, General Lucky Irabor, Nigeria's Chief of Defense Staff, presented old national and defense flags of Nigeria to Buhari and received new ones from Tinubu, who is also the Chief of the Armed Forces. Following the national elections in February, newly elected governors also took their oath of office in many Nigerian states on Monday. At the inauguration venue, neither of the two main opposition candidates challenging Tinubu's election in court was present, and many Nigerians tweeted in protest to Tinubu's inauguration. The outcome of the court challenge is due in about 3 weeks. If the opposition challenges are upheld, it will be the first time a presidential election will be nullified by the courts in Nigeria's history. Tinubu's manifesto of renewed hope prioritizes the creation of sufficient jobs and ramping up of local production of goods, investing in agriculture and public infrastructure, providing economic opportunities for the poorest and most vulnerable, as well as creating better national security architecture to tackle all forms of insecurities. However, Tinubu's ambitious plans could be threatened in his first 100 days in office by a mountain of challenges, from insecurity to a fiscal crisis, poverty, and deepening public discontent with the state, analysts say. Some analysts also say the promises made by Tinubu and the hope they bring are reminiscent of when Buhari was first elected president in 2015 as a former military head of state. His priorities were to fight insecurity and build the economy, but he ended up failing to meet the expectations of many. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji Fumilayo. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dudu Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African radio.